BBC Radio 1
Newsbeat.
David Cameron said after the riots in London, Manchester and elsewhere that he'd look to America for ways to tackle gang violence. Our US reporter Dave Howard's been in Chicago, hearing how one strategy the Prime Minister's looking into works there.
In his spare time, Chris Millett coaches kids' American football.
Good, Omar!
His day job, though, is trying to stop gangsters killing people and each other.
That's the reality of the game they're playing out there. I mean, the stakes are that high.
Over 400 people were murdered in Chicago last year. It makes the city much more dangerous than London, even though it's also a lot smaller. But David Cameron is looking to projects like this one for answers. Meet Danny Robinson.
I sold drugs, but my preference was killing people.
He was a contract killer, a senior member of one of Chicago's most notorious gangs. When he got out of prison, he and 27 others were brought together and told to listen.
You have to stop this.
First, they hear a promise from the police that they'll put all their focus on the most violent gang and on the one that next kills someone. But that is just for starters.
I think they're just looking for love.
Kathy Adams, respected locally, she tells them they need to change for themselves and for those around them.
Make today the day to start and go on the right path.
Next to speak.
He was laying right there. He came in and he said, Auntie, I've been shot.
Lorraine Sanya wiped the blood off her own front steps after her nephew Tyrone and grandson Percy were shot.
You tell him, don't die. I don't want you to die. You got this to do. Fight it, fight it.
Her job? To show the pain gang violence can cause.
There was no life in his eyes.
Next, someone to show how things can change for those listening.
I couldn't live without a gun because of the lifestyle I was living.
Former gang leader Benny Lee, he once held a family hostage to feed his heroin addiction. Now he's clean and he works for social services.
I figure my voice is needed there to give them guys some hope.
Lastly, they're given a number to call for help job hunting, getting off drugs, getting a haircut for an interview, whatever they need. Here's Danny again, the contract killer.
Well, I've gotten help with job referrals, transportation to get back and forth to jobs, and I wound up getting a permanent position at the end of the program with SS Media Print Shop, better than the street.
Chris says both his football coaching and his work with gangs are about helping young people make better choices.
Until people can walk around without the fear of the violence, I think you're really not going to get that far.
3 months on, the team says killings are down over a third in the city's most dangerous neighborhood. And while Chicago's problems may be worse than anywhere in the UK, Chris says the root causes are the same.
They want to be a part of something that's bigger than themselves, that they can pound their chest about and be proud about.
Amen. Who gets the glory? God. Let's go, Pee-wees. Everybody, one lap, go.
Newsbeat.